I'd like to open scriptures at first in Isaiah 53, please. Isaiah 53. Just one verse. 53 verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Now over to Romans chapter 2, please. The letter to the epistle to the Romans, chapter 2, verse 4. Chapter 2, verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Then over to Hebrews chapter 12, please. The letter to the Hebrews in chapter 12, from verse 4. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. One verse more out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the portion of our Bible reading yesterday morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God? Till so far the reading of God's word. In fact, when coming to this conference, I was not thinking to speak about the subject which I am taking up this afternoon. In fact, it came this morning in my mind and in my heart, and I really felt that this is just the little message which the Lord has laid upon my heart. To speak about the Lord who was despised. The gospel is despised. The teaching of his word is despised. And the church of God is despised. At first, the words out of Isaiah 53, words written about our Lord, about our Savior. Wherever in Scripture, I think I am convinced about it, Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53, here we have the depths. Wherever the words could have been described about the sufferings of our Lord and Savior. Here in 53, verse 3, he is despised, a despised Lord. He is rejected, a rejected Lord of all men, of all men. And in the gospel we repeatedly will hear it and will preach it, that the guilt was upon us as lost sinners, and the guilt is today upon the whole world without Christ. He is despised of all men. He is despised. He is rejected of all men. And look around and wherever you go to, He is the despised Lord, the despised Savior, the rejected Savior. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, because we have despised Him and rejected Him. And we, even we, hid as it were our faces from Him. And again it is written in verse 3, He was despised. You know the word despised is repeated another time in this same verse, and we esteemed Him not. My dear brother and sister, do we know something what it means to be despised? I wonder. Do we know? You know, despised, the word to despise is an awful strong word. It is something what we don't like to experience even as human beings, to be despised, and yet in a certain measure we have experienced it, or we are experiencing it as Christians in this world, because there was no place for our Savior in this world. There will be in fact no place for you and me in this world. Despise. Do we know what it is to be despised? You know, we may think about certain experiences. In fact, I have something in my mind, and you wonder sometimes whether there is a positive point in it to bring it out. I don't know. But that I really had in a time that I knew that I was despised. And it was so clear. And it is, in fact, if you have that human heart, you feel something. But there is the Lord. And look unto the Lord. Oh, yes. And we are called to follow in His steps and to bear His reproach. And as His life was here a life in which He was despised and rejected, in the same way with His servants, with His followers today. Despised. It's an awful word. It's an awful experience. What was it for our Savior? And my dear brothers and sisters, we are numbered amongst these men, despised and rejected of men. What does it mean to despise somebody? To put in this person no, nothing in it of any value. No value. Despised. Don't count with Him. Despised. Our Savior went this way, and He was despised by you and by me. A despised Savior. A rejected Savior. But oh, how we can thank the Lord over and over again, and where is the end of giving thanks for our salvation? There shall never be an end to it, and we know the praises of heaven will be filled, and it will still be the praises unto the Lamb slain for our sins. Oh yes. The new song in heaven, and the theme shall and will always be Calvary. Calvary. Even not forgotten in all eternities to come, it cannot be. Calvary, the Lamb slain for our sins. Despised. What a grace when our eyes were opened, and that we discovered that value in our Lord and Savior,
And we know that the goodness of God is revealed in him, and the riches of God are in him. And we accepted him, and we can never forget that moment in our lives, and we like to give testimony to it over and over again. In my case there in 1948, on the 3rd of September, in the afternoon around 5 o'clock. And I really felt that the Lord's hand was heavy upon me. And I knew, that was the moment. That was the moment that the Lord was working in my heart in such a way. Oh, I remember when I came home from that little gospel hall there in Bussum in Holland. And I threw my bicycle, I was on my bicycle, I threw it in the shed. And I came through the back door and went to my little room upstairs. And knelt down before my bed. And then I said, Lord, even I. Oh, what a great sinner. What a great sinner. I was amongst the men who has rejected thee, despised thee. At that time I got to know the value of my Lord and Savior. Oh, because God has put in him the riches and the blessing and the grace and the mercies, and it is all in Christ Jesus our Lord. My dear brother and sister, could we ever know the value which is in our Lord and Savior? Because he was once the despised one and the rejected one. We despised and we esteemed him not. Isaiah 53 verse 3. But how wonderful in your life and in my life. That we got to know the riches of Christ. And that we got to know the value. Oh, of his person. The value of his walk here on earth. The value of his work on Calvary. The value even of his work today as high priest at the right hand of God. The value he will ever have. Because he is worthy to receive all. He is worthy. Oh, let us put much value, let us see much value in him, our blessed Lord and Savior. Now, he was once, the despised one and the rejected one in your life, and yes, look around, in the whole world, he is still the despised one and the rejected one by all men. A despised Savior, but thank God in our lives, we got to know the value of our Lord and of our Savior. We have read in Romans' letter, and I think it concerns here the gospel of Christ. Paul writes very clearly the words, and they are so beautiful as a wonderful testimony of the Apostle Paul. But are they, these words, the testimony in your life, in my life? For I am not ashamed the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who that believeth. And then Paul writes, and we know about that desperate situation of the Gentiles. And where here again can we ever get the right picture of fallen man in Romans chapter 1? Concerning the Jew in Romans chapter 2. Concerning all men in Romans chapter 3, because there is no anymore a division or whatever or an difference at all before God. All men have sinned. All men come short of the glory of God. All have gone astray. And while Paul takes up this subject, he uses this word despise. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering,
not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Now I like to see this under the heading of a despised gospel. And my dear brother and sister, and it has been repeatedly mentioned also in our Bible readings, that we live in a most dangerous time, because the gospel is not anymore accepted and is not anymore preached as it is written in God's words. It is always still the gospel which points to the sinful state of fallen man. It is still the gospel which gives blessing and salvation upon repentance. It is still the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. Wherefrom? From the idols, from our sin, deep fallen how we were. Could we ever forget that? That we were amongst those one to despise him, to reject him. But what a blessed moment in our lives. That we, and I say it again, saw the value of the person and of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. A despised gospel, and I think we are living in a time where you have it to do with a despised gospel, because the gospel is not any more accepted and is not any more preached in many places around us, as it is written in God's word. And we know the gospel can sound so sweet if you hear that sometimes, even in a little message over a radio or whatever it will be. Lately, me was given in Vancouver and tract. Now, I thought, let me read it. And I thought, how is it possible? I would be ashamed to spend my time and energy. I would be ashamed to have this kind of a tract, for example, translated into Japanese and to present it to the Japanese people, because there was nothing in it. Nothing. And we believe in a clear gospel, and the gospel is still the gospel of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we have a blood gospel. Because it is of the shedding of the blood that there is forgiveness of sin. A despised gospel. And my dear brother and sister, how simple the gospel may be brought forward. But again, I also believe with my brethren this morning, I think that we should have men on the platform who have a certain ability, the gift from the Lord, to preach the gospel. How simple this may be, because the gospel message is a simple message. But let it be the clear gospel of our Lord and Savior, pointing to the fallen state of man. And we know it is no difficulty at all if we are going to talk about sin. Because we experience that all in our own lives. And that it must come to that moment of repentance. And that it must come to seeing ourselves in the light of God's word as lost sinners in need of the Savior. In need of the Savior. Knowing that he died for our sins on Calvary's cross. And even this afternoon, when there is still an unsaved soul in this hall here, are you amongst the old man still outside of Christ, in rejecting your Lord, your Savior, in despising your Savior, your Lord? It is our prayer that you may see yourself as a lost sinner and come to the Lord and accept salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have read out of Hebrews. And here again we have the words, despise. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. And then we have these sweet words, in fact, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Now, according to Hebrews 12, we are called to look unto the Lord, that is one, and another exhortation in Hebrews 12 is to consider him, to meditate upon him, to occupy ourselves completely with him. It is not only that looking, but it is also considering him. Now, and in our way, in following our Lord, we know that our path is a narrow path. It is not the broad way. It is a narrow way. And we all know as Christians, as we have experienced it, that it is not always an easy way, and that the chastening of the Lord is there. But according to Hebrews chapter 12, I like to read these verses, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous," and that is true. "Nevertheless," and here we get the purpose, "afterwards it yieldeth to be more faithful unto him." To be more yielded unto him. And every chastening in a life of a child of God, it has the positive purpose that we yield ourselves more to him. Now the last verse I read is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I think I don't need to say much about this verse, because it was in our Bible reading, not that we have particularly spoken about this last part of verse 22. But the question is here, "Or despise ye the church of God?" Or despise ye the church of God? And that is a solemn question, dear brother and sister. Younger brother, younger sister, it's a solemn question. "Or despise ye the church of God?" We don't despise the Lord anymore. We know the value of our blessed Lord and Savior, in his person and in his work. But my dear brother and sister, where there is no obedience unto the will of the Lord, especially concerning the things and the order, let us say so, the order and discipline of the local assembly, in fact we are despising the church of God. The question is here in the letter to the Corinthians. And there was so much in this order, and we have taken up some of these things during our Bible readings, and because of the disorder, there is a despising of the church of God. And Paul wants to say, if you put things in right order, and he gave the instructions, and not as a commandment from himself, but a commandment of the Lord. And then there is the responsibility here on the side of the Corinthians, but during the 3 days we were together here during the conference at Arlington, the responsibility on your side and my side. And wherever we continue in things which are not scriptural, we despise the church of God. Now this is really solemn. You know, we live in a time in which it is very difficult probably to be faithful. It's not easy. It's a difficult thing to be faithful. But you know, when faithfulness is most difficult, it is most necessary. Remember this. And another thing I like to say in closing. Wherever is done, or whatever is done in God's will, there can never be a failure. Whatever is done in God's will, there can never be a failure. Now, the word I thought about this morning, the noon hour, that was that little word, despised, as we have read in the Bible reading out of 1 Corinthians 11. In fact, it impressed my heart at that time already. And I thought, in scriptures how we find it, a despised Lord, not any more for you and for me, but for the world, or by the world, by men, despised and rejected. A despised gospel. Hopefully not any more by you and by me, that we accept the gospel as it is the word of God, and as it is the power of God unto salvation. A despised teaching of the words, where we don't follow the things, how the Lord wants us to be, to follow Him. Where we take things so easily, where we don't think about a chastening of the Lord, we don't bring it in connection with something from the Lord even. This is sad. Because every thing in our lives is never by chance. It should educate us and it should yield us more and more to Himself. Through suffering, through reproach, through rejection, how we are rejected in this world, how we are despised in this world, my dear brother and sister, we belong to Him and we belong to a company of His people which bear His name, the assembly of God's people. And let us be aware that there can be situations or in certain things that we are in fact in the danger to despise the Church of God, to despise, where we don't follow, where we don't act according to the book, where we don't act, where we don't in whether it is in our personal life, but especially also in the life of the assembly, correct things where correction is needed. Despised. My dear brother and sister, may the Lord help us that we know more and more the value of our Lord and Savior in His person, in His word. And that also what He has left behind here on earth, and I think especially of the assembly of God's people, because we represent the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. There where is God's order, there where is discipline and order in the assembly, there is God honored in the midst of His people. My dear brother and sister, let there not be in anything according to the truth of scriptures a danger in which we could come to despise the Church of God. But that we may esteem the price of that Church bought by His precious blood. And as we go on, and that this Church will be prepared and being His bride and will be given unto the Son, and we know as a perfect present. But till that time, till the Lord comes, and we know it is that moment of the shout, it is that moment that we will be taken up and to meet our Lord, and then there will be not any more a church here on earth. But today, you and I have the responsibility to follow Him and not to despise. May the Lord help us, and may the Lord bless these simple thoughts brought forward in I have always still a difficulty in bringing out words in English language, but I trust that the words came over well enough, and that the Lord will bless His precious words to our hearts.